back in secondary school, when I was in year 11, I guess, there was a girl who took a liking to me.
Don't believe it.
Yeah, no, it's true. Unbelievable as it is, she was a really unpopular girl. She was, I don't want to be like mean, but she was.
You shouldn't speak that way about your wife.
The only quality she shared with her is that she is very, very short. This girl was very, very short and very, very wide as well. And it wasn't just physical things that were unappealing, but like her personality was a bit like rubbish as well. She was just very, very quiet, always ridiculously shy, very, very boring whenever you did start speaking to her. Incredibly plain and quite maybe dim as well. Mm. She wasn't a popular girl at all, but like she was nice enough. She wasn't like a horrible girl, and
that kind of makes it worse.
It does make it worse, yeah. And in fact, a girl in our friend group kind of like took sympathy upon her and befriended her, and sort of invited her to like a lot of like our little things, and like if we were hanging out at lunchtime, or whatever, like she would want her to come along, and so this girl would always be there with us. Which was awkward for us, for everyone else, because it was like, we don't... Like, I think we tried to befriend her and tried to get along with her, but there was just nothing to her. It was like trying to befriend, like, a stone.
A potato.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like, just nothing's happening. I'm not getting anything out of this relationship. No response. Somehow she started to take a liking toward me, which I was aware of, but I tried to ignore and not encourage whatsoever. I just was not interested in the slightest. And one day, it was this girl's birthday. And she had a birthday party at her house. Or she invited, I think, 5 or 6 of us down to a birthday party at her house. But it was during... Your face looks so funny, man.
Why?
I can only see, like, one eye. He just sort of, like, peeking out from behind me. Anyway, she took the day off school, and the birthday party was at lunchtime. It was like a lunchtime birthday party, and she lived maybe 10-minute walk from school, so we had like 40 minutes to go down and have her birthday party before we had to go back up to school, which seemed like a complete waste of time. No one wanted to do it. It was going to be really awkward.
Hmm.
And she only was allowed to invite like 6 people, and I was one of those 6. And I said, I don't really want to go. I didn't say it to her. I just said to the other people. And to this one girl who had befriended her, I was like, I don't want to do this. And she's like, you have to do it because she's the one, you're the one who she's made the party for. Like, she really fancies you. And she thinks that this is going to be the time when, like, she's going to reveal her love to you. Or like, yeah, you're going to fall back in love with her or something. And I was like, well, that's not going to happen. Like, I don't want to be...
It seems slightly over-engineered.
Yeah. Yeah, completely. And I was like, I don't want to have to break her heart, like, on her birthday.
Yeah.
And the girl was like, well, you're going to break her heart even more if you don't show up to the whole party thing that she's put on just for you. So I was like, oh, for fuck's sake. So this girl was like, the girl who had befriended her, she was like, just come down, just be nice to her. Don't give her any, like, overly nice signals, but just be pleasant. Make her feel like, you know, like it's nice. So I thought, fine, I'll do that. So we went down to this girl's house. When she opened the door, she was wearing like these very, very tight black leggings. And she was, you know, quite like a large girl.
How large are we talking?
Not like ridiculously large. It's hard to say because like she was so small. She was about as wide as she was tall. But she was very small. So
she was like a
box or something.
A chode.
Like that. A what?
She was like a chode.
What's a chode?
It's maybe it's something for it. It's a penis that's wider than it is tall. Or long, tall, whatever. Inhuman. Anyway.
You're revealing a little bit about yourself here. Yeah.
It's a big problem of mine. I'd rather we didn't discuss it, thank you.
Then yes. She would be a chode, I guess. So yeah, she was wearing like these like tight black leggings that weren't fitting her at all and sort of just extenuated her lumps. And she was wearing like this purpley glittery blouse thing, like a disco ball blouse. She'd obviously like made an effort to look nice, but she, and that's all the more heartbreaking because like she didn't look nice. She looked the complete opposite of nice, but it's so upsetting to see her making the effort to try and make herself look really good, but she just didn't. And it's like, oh, it's just so awkward and so heartbreaking. And then like she led us into her living room, and she'd basically laid out like a children's birthday party. She'd put like balloons up in the corners of the living room. On the living room table there was like a big spread of like party rings and like crisps and chocolate fingers, Cadbury's chocolate fingers, like all the stuff that you'd expect at like a children's birthday party, like Cherryade and stuff like that.
Pink lemonade.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, this girl has never like had a... We were like, what, 16, 17 at that point? So we were having very different parties.
You wrapped up in your Blink-182 hoodies and you presented with that.
Yeah. And like the parties that we would have at that point, the rest of us would be not involving Cherryade. And
no.
Maybe party rings. They are pretty good, I gotta say.
But you were on the booze by that stage.
Yeah. Well, by like a good couple of years. And when we did have a party, it wouldn't be like on a Thursday afternoon, you know, during our lunch break. And just the whole thing was just so tragic. And then like, so I thought like I'd be nice, and I had like a small plate of like the crisps and biscuits and stuff. And the crisps were like really, really stale. Like when you bit into it, like it was just kind of like a soggy crisp. And she had like plates of marshmallows as well, actually. And when I bit into the marshmallows were really stale as well. I didn't realize how marshmallows could be stale, but like they go kind of like hard, develop like a very, very crispy skin around the outside. Those pink and white marshmallows that like you use for like toasting and stuff. She had like loads of plates of those. And you know they kind of have like a slight...
They're tasty though.
They are tasty, very tasty. I love those things. And you know they have kind of like a slight like crust around the outside as it is. Like there's a slight...
It's like powdered sugar, isn't it?
Yeah, or like when you like, you squish it, they kind of like crack a little bit.
Oh yeah.
You know, so it was like that, but like a lot thicker and denser, like the skin of it. And I thought, she's arranged this at least this morning and has been waiting for us to come down, or possibly even last night, because everything was so stale and not pleasant that she's been so excited about this. And it's just, I thought, it's so heartbreaking. And so like we sat down in the living room and sort of like no one's really saying anything about anything. Everyone's just awkwardly just like drinking their lemonade and like sucking on their chocolate finger. Then like she like comes and sits next to me and it's like, oh, so how are you doing today, Matthew? And I was like, yeah, all right, double science this morning, no one likes that. And she's like, yeah. And I think like it was just all so awkward that we left after 15 minutes or something. Didn't even stay for the full 40 minutes. And then she was like, oh, is that it? I was like, are you all going now? And we're like, yeah, like you've got to get back. And yes, our school was uphill, so it takes like a little bit longer to go. And like, oh yeah, we've got to quickly get back because we've got like this lesson, blah, blah. She's like, oh, I understand. And then we left her. And I just felt very, very sad. I mean, that's the end of the story. There's nothing more.
That sounds really
it's
sad.
It's just a very depressing experience. Yeah, it's a sad story. It's very sad.
But and did she in the end try it on with you properly? You know, did anything?
No, she
happen?
Never. She never.
Is this person actually Erica?
It's not Erica. No. No, I don't. I think she knew that I knew.
Is this you, but you're telling it through somebody else's eyes?
Yes, this is my birthday party. I was the, what did you call it? The chab. What did you call it?
The chove.
The chove. She knew, I think, that I knew that she liked me. I can't remember how it came out. And I think she knew that I did not like her back. And at one point, like, she made, like, a joke. I think toward the end of the schooling year. She was like, oh, I'm going to be like that classic person who like when we have a reunion in 10 years time, I'm going to get really thin and be like a successful supermodel and everyone's going to be like drooling over me. And they were
which
like,
in itself is really sad.
Yeah. And we were just like, yeah, because that's like an acknowledgement of the person that she was now. And like, so what are we supposed to say to that? Like, oh, yeah. you totally are. Because, like...
gosh. Do you have her on Facebook? Are you able to see that? Is she
a supermodel now? I'm not friends. I used to be friends with her on Facebook, actually, but I'm not anymore because it was just kind of awkward. I have seen her on Facebook. And no, she's... As far as I know, she's not a supermodel that Audible weighs jaw all over now. Yeah, tragic. Tragic times. I hope she's well.
That is sad. Dark times.
Yeah, I can't really laugh about this story now. I just look back and I think, that's sad.
It does sound a bit like one of those really hard to watch TV shows. A bit like Peep Show. Something like that where you try to laugh at it, but also you're just cringing inside.
I think in almost every situation in my life, I try to see the comedy in some things, even if it's dark comedy. Whereas in that situation, I couldn't see anything to laugh at. I just felt very, very, very sad for her.